Title: Bassline Theory Workflow. Ride Groove Stretch in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper jungle style rolling bassline in Ableton Live 12, and not just a bassline that plays notes but one that actually rides the drum groove, because in old school jungle and early DNB, the magic is the pocket. The bass leans with a break, it answers the snare, it pushes forward without rushing, and Ableton's groove pool is basically the cheat code for getting that feel fast. As long as you do it in a controlled way. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar idea, drums swinging around 170 BPM, a 2-bar bass motif that rolls, plus an arrangement that breathes like an actual jungle tune. Let's go. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. Fast, but still bouncy. Now create 3 tracks. One for drums, one for bass as MIDI, and optionally a third audio track called Bass Print or Bass Resemble. That print track is a big workflow upgrade later, because jungle arranging often becomes quicker when you're cutting and muting audio instead of constantly editing MIDI. If you're using an actual breakbeat sample, drag it onto the drums track, go into the clip view and make sure warp is on. For warp mode, if it's a full break loop and you want it to be safe, choose Complex Pro. If it's a tighter break and you want the transients to stay punchy, choose Beats Mode, and set Preserve to Transients. Try the transient amount somewhere between 50 and 100 and listen. Your goal is simple, it loops cleanly, and it feels steady for 2 bars. Cool. Now build the drum foundation. Option A is using a break, which is the classic vibe. Find something Amen-ish, Think-ish, Hot Pants-ish, anything with character. Loop it for at least 8 bars in arrangement so you can feel it repeating. Then do a modern layer. Add a tight kick and snare on top. This is important because the break gives you texture, but the layered kick and snare gives you consistency and impact. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your fence post. That's the thing you use to judge everything else. Kick and hit on 1, and you can experiment with an extra little ghost kick before 3 if you want momentum, but don't overthink it yet. Quick polish on the drums. Put drum bus on the drum group. Add a little drive, like 5 to 15%. A touch of boom. Maybe 10 to 25%, tuned around 50 to 70 Hz depending on your kick. And keep crunch low. Jungle breaks already have grit, so you don't need to destroy them. If the break is muddy down low, add an auto filter high pass around 30 to 50 Hz. You're not trying to make it thin. You're just removing rumble that eats headroom. Now the bass sound. We're keeping this stock and beginner friendly, but still legit. On the bass MIDI track, load Waveatable or Operator. In Waveatable, keep it simple. Oscillator 1 as a sign for the sub, oscillator 2 optional, maybe a triangle very quiet, like -12 to -24 dB, just to give a hint of extra tone. Turn unison off, keep it mono in spirit, one voice. If you use operator, choose the simplest algorithm, just oscillator A only as a sine wave. Perfect. Now add a basic bass chain. First, saturator. This is a big deal. A pure sine is beautiful but it can disappear on small speakers. You want just enough harmonics that the note reads. Set saturator to soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. Next, EQ 8. High pass gently around 25 to 30 Hz. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350. And only, if you actually have harmonics, a tiny presence lift around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help the bass speak in the mix. Optional compressor after that. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120. Just shaving 1 to 3 dB to keep it consistent. And one more teacher note. Keep the bass mono. If you ever add width, do it above about 150 Hz. Below that, mono is your friend. Now let's write the bass line. This is the ride groove part. Set your MIDI clip length to 2 bars. Set grid to 1/16. Turn on fold so you're only seeing the notes you're using. Huge clarity boost. Pick a root note. Classic zones are F, F sharp, or G. Let's use F as an example, and we'll pull notes mostly from F. Ab is the flat 7 for that dark jungle flavor, and C as the 5th for stability. Before we place anything, here's a mindset shift. Start from the snare. Not the kick. In jungle, that snare on 2 and 4 is the anchor. When you play bass notes, you're mostly deciding, do I lead into the snare, or do I answer after it? Beginner rule that works. Don't put your biggest, heaviest sub-hit directly on top of the snare. Leave the snare its space to punch. Now put in a skeleton rhythm. Think short notes, little taps, and occasional ghosts. Try placing short F notes just after the downbeat, then around the spaces, before and after the snare. Here's a simple feel to aim at, a short note just after beat 1, a short note approaching beat 2, then a note just after the snare, then another late in the bar. Repeat the idea in bar 2, but change it slightly so it feels like call and response. That call and response inside two bars is huge. If your loop feels like a one-bar chant, it gets tiring fast. So make bar 1 slightly busier as the call, and bar 2 slightly simpler as the response, or flip it. Either way, you get movement without needing more notes. Now set your velocities. Main hits around 90 to 110. Ghost notes around 40 to 70. The velocity difference is not optional here. It's part of the groove. And while you're here, check note lengths. Groove isn't only timing. Note offs matter. Shorten any note that overlaps a kick hit, because overlapping sub and kick is where you get flabby low end. Then choose one note per two bars that's a little longer as an anchor, usually near the end of bar 2 to reset the loop. But still, end it before the next big drum moment. Now we get to the core workflow, groove stretch. This is where the bass starts dancing with the drums without you manually nudging MIDI notes all day. Open the groove pool in Ableton. Find a groove in the browser and drag it in. A great starting point is swing 16-55 or swing 16-57. Those tend to give you the shuffle without turning it into a drunken stumble. Now apply the same groove to both the drum clip and the bass clip. Same groove, different amounts. That's the whole trick. In the groove pool settings, start here. For drums, try timing around 40 to 70%, velocity 10 to 30, random 0 to 5. For bass, heap timing lower, like 20 to 45%. Velocity can be 20 to 40, because it helps the ghost notes breathe. Random can be 0 to 8, but keep it subtle. And set bass correctly. For most jungle bass lines with 16th note activity, bass at 1/16. If your bass is more spacious, try 1/8. If it starts sounding messy, go back to 1/16 and reduce the timing amount. Now the actual stretch process. Loop the two bars. Put bass timing at 20%. Listen. Then move it to 30. Listen again. Then 40. Stop as soon as it feels like it leans with the break. Don't keep pushing just because it sounds more groovy. Too much timing on bass makes it feel late, messy, and it starts tripping over the snare. Your jungle target is specific. The bass should feel like it's dancing around the snare, not landing on it and not stumbling into it. Do a quick ear training / B test, because this is how you actually learn what groove is contributing. Duplicate your bass clip twice. One clip is straight, no groove. Second clip is groove with timing only. Third clip is groove with timing plus velocity. Loop and switch between them without changing the notes. You'll start hearing exactly what's happening, where the pocket comes from, and how much velocity makes the rhythm speak. Next, tighten the low-end relationship using sidechain. Put a compressor on the bass track, enable sidechain, and select the kick as the input. Set ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. If it's pumping like EDM, ease off. Raise the threshold or lengthen the release. Jungle wants roll. You want space for the kick, not a huge breathing effect unless you're intentionally going for that. And here's an alternative if you want it cleaner. Instead of heavy sidechain compression, automate volume dips on the bass just around kick hits. You can do it with clip automation or utility gain automation. It's precise, and it often sounds more engineered and less pumpy. Now arrange it into 16 bars so it feels like a tune, not a loop. Think of it as 2 8-bar sentences. Bars 1 to 4, intro tease, high pass the break with auto filter, somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz so it sounds like it's coming in from a distance. Keep bass off, or low pass it so it's just a hint, maybe 120 to 200 Hz. Add a little atmosphere on a return reverb if you want, but keep it simple. Bars 5 to 8, pre-drop lift. Bring in the full break layers, especially your snare and kick layer. Add a bass call, but keep it a bit more restrained. You can even use the tighter bass clip here, the one with less groove timing, so it feels controlled before the drop. Bars 9 to 12, the drop. Full drums, full bass. This is where you can raise the bass groove amount slightly, like 35 to 45% timing, if it still feels tight. This is that leaning with the break moment. Bars 13 to 16. Variation and turnaround. Change one or two notes, maybe swap an ebb for a darker hit. Add a tiny break fill near the end. A very jungle move is cutting drums or bass briefly right before a section change. Try muting the bass on beat 4 of bar 16, so the turnaround hits harder when it comes back. That micro drop of low end makes the next bar feel massive. Optional hype. Automate saturator drive up by 1 or 2 dB at the end of a phrase, like bar 8 or bar 16, then pull it back. Little moves, big impact. Now, when you're happy with the groove, you have two options. You can commit the groove, which bakes the timing and velocity into the MIDI. That's great for consistency. But don't rush it. A really good jungle workflow is, duplicate the MIDI clip first. Keep one uncommitted as your safety, then commit the duplicate for arranging. And even better, print it, freeze and flatten, or record the bass to your bass print track. Now you can do classic jungle edits. Quick mutes, little stabs, and clean cuts that are hard to do with MIDI while you're still composing. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If you groove the bass too hard, like 60 to 100% timing, it'll sound late and messy. Keep bass tighter than drums. If you have no velocity contrast, your ghost notes won't ghost, and the groove won't speak. If your sub is too clean to hear, add a touch of saturation for harmonics. If you sidechain too extreme, you'll lose the roll. And if you quantize after grooving, you erase the entire pocket you just built.